It's my pleasure to introduce Diane Ducharme from Blind Shell. All of us have heard about the Blind Shell, and it is amazing and getting more amazinger as the days go along. So what we'll do is Diane will give a presentation and a demonstration, and then we'll have time for Q&A. Thank you, Diane.
I am Diane Ducharme, and I am the Senior Program Manager for Blind Shell USA. And I want to talk about the Blind Shell Classic 2, which is our flagship phone. There is a Classic. It's not really supported anymore. We don't sell it anymore. I know some of the other retailers do, but our focus is on the Classic 2. So first thing I want to do is give you a description of the phone. So it is about 5 inches long, about 2.5 to 3 inches across, and a little less than 1/2 inch thick. On the front of the phone, there is a screen. Now, it's a display only screen. So you can swipe it, you can tap it, you can rotary it, you can do whatever you want to it, but it's not going to change what's on it. It's for display only. So you can't mess anything up if you touch the screen. And then underneath that, there's 6 buttons. So right under the screen on the left is a notification button. And that's the button that you would press to find out if you have any text messages. It's also how you would connect to Wi-Fi, how you would connect to Bluetooth. It'll give you the time and the date and also your battery level. And then underneath that is an OK button. All these are tactile buttons. So the notification button feels like a braille dot. The one underneath that, the OK button, is a bigger like round circle. And then if you would slide your finger to the right, you'll feel 2 bars that feel like an equal sign. Those are how you navigate up and down through the menus. And then also, if you slide your finger to the right, there's a little braille dot kind of button underneath the screen on the right. And that is a repeat button. So if you just tap it, it'll repeat what the phone just said. If you hold it down, it spells what the phone just said, which is very handy if you want to see how a name is spelled, or if you get a notification with, you know, a 6-digit code and it reads it really fast, you can hit that repeat button and it'll slow it down. And then underneath that is a diagonal slash, and that is how you get out of a menu. Also, the OK button above the one is how you answer a phone call, and that slash is how you hang up a phone call. So it's all tactile. Underneath that is the number pad with a very pronounced dot on the number 5. On the top of the phone is your standard headphone jack with a flashlight. On the bottom is a standard USB-C port that you use to charge the phone. On the skinny side of the phone, if you flip it to the left, there's a rocker switch on the top. That's your volume. And if you go to the right, the skinny side, that is a dictation button. So that's the one you would press to be able to dictate to the phone. On the back of the phone is a recessed button. And that is an SOS button that you can program 911, family member, whoever you want to contact in a hurry. And above that recessed button, you'll feel the camera. So what I am going to do now is take you through all the different menus. So let me turn it up. So I have it on a male voice. If you wanted to, you could switch it to a female voice. There's several different voices you can choose from, some with like Australian accents or English accents. So it's whatever you prefer.
Call 1 of 7.
So the first thing is calling. And there's several ways to make a phone call with the Blind Shell. So in your main menu, you can actually just punch in the number and hit the dial. The OK button, and it'll start to dial it. You can also go into this call menu. So I'll do that by just pressing the OK button above the one.
Dial contact, 1 of 5.
So you can dial somebody who's in your contacts. That would open up your contacts list. if you did that.
Dial number.
You can dial by number, which if you press that, you'll get a text box that will open and you can punch in the phone number.
Call history. 3 of 5.
So the call history will tell you your incoming and outgoing calls. So you can scroll through those and hit OK on a phone number or a person's name, and you can dial them that way.
Call statistics.
That will tell you the length of the phone call.
Block numbers. 5 of 5.
And that's how you can block a phone number. So I'm going to back out of that with the slash above the 3.
Call. What messages?
So the next thing is messages, which are text messages. So that works pretty much. Oh, I'm sorry. And as far, going back to calling, you can also dictate how to make a phone call. Now, I'm hesitating because the problem is I gave my SIM card to a university yesterday so that they can test out all their hearing instruments so we can figure out which hearing instruments are pairing with the blind shell and which aren't. So I don't have an active SIM card in this, so I can't really demonstrate how to make a phone call, but I could show you how you would do it if you were dictating. I'm holding down the button on the skinny right side of the phone.
I listen after a beep.
Let's see if it's going to do it. Call Diane.
Call Diane. Dialing. Diane.
So if I had an active SIM card in there, it would make that phone call. But since I don't, it's not going to. So let me go back to
messages.
Messages. So messages are text messages. And I'll open up the menu for that, just hitting that button above the 1.
Write SMS to contact. 1 of 6.
So again, I can write it to a contact.
Write SMS to number.
I can write it
2 of 6.
Just a number if I don't have them in my contacts list.
Write SMS to multiple recipients.
And do it to 3 multiple people.
Conversations. 4
so
of 6.
That would be your text conversations that you've been having.
Drafts. 5 of 6.
That's if you didn't finish one.
Messaging settings.
And those are 6 of 6 settings that you can go into with your messages. And that's regarding like turning notifications on or off. And again, if I wanted to, let me back out.
Messages.
If I wanted to dictate a message, I would do the same thing. I would hold that button down on the side.
I listen after a beep.
Send a message.
Opening text message for Diane.
So a text box will open up and I can then dictate. So right now it's actually listening to me because I can feel the phone vibrating. So I'm going to stop it.
Open up and I can then dictate. So right now it's actually listening to me because I can feel the phone vibrating. So I'm going to stop it.
So there's 2 ways that I could do this text message. One was speaking like I just did. The other way is I could use the keypad and type it. But since I put a message in there, I'm going to hit OK.
Send message. 1 of 3.
And then I can either send that message.
Save
I can save it to the draft.
Discard
or
message.
I could delete
3 of 3.
It. But let's
message.
Pretend I have my SIM card in here and I'm going to send it. I'll just hit OK.
Message sent. Messages.
So
2 of 7.
Okay, so I don't know how it sent the message. I have a SIM card in here, but it didn't seem to be active, but maybe it is because I found one in the office and I don't know who it belonged to, but I'm using somebody's data right now. So I'm going to back out.
8:12 p.m. call.
And then go
into contacts.
The next thing, which is contacts. And I'm going to hit OK.
Contacts list. 1 of 6.
So here's where I would find my contacts that I put in here already. If I go down, and I'm just using those bars in the middle to go down. So that's how I can add a contact.
Single button dialing. 3 of 6.
So I can assign a single button dial to my contacts where all I have to do is when I'm in that main menu is just hold down, say the number 1, and it'll automatically dial whoever I assign to number 1. And I have a notification.
Okay. Import contacts from file.
So this is how I can import contacts. Say I had another phone and I was able to either connect my phone to the computer and grab them from there or put them on an SD card and put that in the blind shell. I can get those contacts.
Backup contacts to
and
file.
I can back up them up as well.
Contact settings, 6 of 6.
And then in the contact settings, I can decide whether I want to list my contacts alphabetical by first name or last name.
Contacts list, 1 of 6.
So let me just go into a contacts list right now. So
Al, 1 of 4, Michael Babcock.
So like I have Michael in here and you may know him from AT Guys, but so I didn't put his real phone number in here. I just made one up. Otherwise, I'd be pestering him all the time. So I'm going to hit OK on Michael.
Dial, 1 of 6.
So from my contacts list, I can dial him.
Write SMS.
I can send him a text message.
Edit contact, 3 of 6.
If I wanted to change something in his contact, I can do that.
Assign ringtone, 4 of 6.
I can assign a specific ringtone to him.
Send contact as business card.
So if I wanted to send his information to somebody else, I can do that.
Delete contact.
Or I can delete him. So I'm going to back out of that.
Michael Babcock. Contacts list. 1 of 6.
And then I'm going to go down.
Add new contact.
Whoops, sorry. Back out.
1 new notification. 8 call. Messages. Contacts, applications.
So applications is the big part of the phone. So I'm going to open those.
Internet browser, 1 of 12.
So you can go on the internet and the default is Google Chrome. So you may be familiar with how that's laid out. I can, I'll do a quick demo
of
that.
Insert URL or search, 1 of 6.
So I'll hit okay.
Insert URL or search.
And I can dictate my search if I wanted to. And let me just say Beagle.
Beagle.
So I'm going to hit okay.
Searching for term Eagle.
No, I said Beagle, but Eagle's close
loading
enough.
Page. Beagle. Google search.
I can't.
Google.
So, text okay. So Eagle. I'm just using those bars in the middle to go down. Search. And just like on regular Google, you're going to hear the stuff in the beginning. So the images, the news, the videos, images, all that stuff.
Eagle, which Bald Eagle Audubon Field Guide.
So these are just links. And every time you hear that little tone, that means it's a link that you could click on.
Identification, all about birds, Cornell Lab Up.
So that's just how you would do a Google search. And I will back out, or you could actually put in a website too if you wanted to. So you could actually type in Amazon.com or dictate Amazon.com and it would take you there as well.
Browse page. Do you really want
so
to
close yes, internet? I want to close it.
Internet browse tools.
So tools, I'll go through those.
Alarm. 1 of 14.
So it has an alarm. And anytime you put time in the blind shell, it's using the military time. So it's a 24-hour way of importing time. So you never choose AM or PM.
Calculator, 2 of 14.
Calculator.
Calendar, 3 of 14.
So the calendar is actually pretty easy to use. I'll open that up.
Add new event, 1 of 6. Title, 1 of 9.
So title, I could hit okay on that.
Title.
And then I can either use the keypad to type it in the old way of texting, or I can dictate. Doctor's appointment.
Doctor's appointment.
And then I'd hit OK.
Title. Doctor's appointment.
And then that's filled in.
1 of 9.
And I can do that for everything going
location.
Down. So
2 of 9.
I could put in the location.
Start date.
3 of 9.
Start time. End date. End time. Repetitions. 7 of 9.
Whether or not that's a weekly thing or if it's just a one-time thing.
Reminder. No
I can
reminder.
Set a reminder.
Save event.
And then
nine
I can save
nine.
It. So I'll back out of that.
Do you want to leave unsaved event?
Yep.
Add new event. 1 of calendar. Checklist.
So checklist is a way to create a list, whether it's a shopping list or a to-do list, and you can check them off as you do them.
Currency converter. 5 of 14.
So you can change US dollars to whatever or whatever back to US dollars.
File manager, 6 of 14.
File manager is how you can go in and copy files, arrange files, take things from your computer.
Flashlight, 7 of 14.
So there is a flashlight on here. I don't have enough sight to benefit from it, but people say it's really bright.
Minute timer, 8 of 14.
So that is your minute
notes.
Timer.
9 of 14.
So with the notes, you can either, again, use the keypad and type a note. You can dictate a note, and then that note will appear as a text. It'll appear, in text, not as a text. The difference between that note and the voice recorder is when you would record a note with the voice recorder, that will show up as your own voice. So it'll play back your own voice, what you recorded. And you can also use that voice recorder to record a meeting if you wanted to.
Stopwatch, 10 of 14.
So there's stopwatch.
Translator, 11 of 14.
So translator, you can translate things from English to multiple languages or vice versa. I used that when I was shopping at Aldi's, who has a lot of German stuff, and I didn't know what it was. And I was able to use the translator to figure out what stuff worked.
Unit converter.
So unit converter will change, your feet to the metric system. It'll change like volume. It'll change energy, stuff like that. There's a bunch of stuff in there.
Voice recorder.
And that's the voice recorder.
Weather.
And then weather. Okay, so I will, just in the voice recorder.
Voice recorder. 13
you can share your voice recordings too by email, by Zoom. There's a couple different ways that you can share your voice recording if you wanted to.
Tools, 2 of 12, communication.
So communication is the next
email,
thing. So email, you can have multiple email accounts on here.
Facebook Messenger.
We have Facebook Messenger.
Six. Skype Lite, 3 of 6, Telegram, 4 of 6, WhatsApp, 5 of 6. Zoom video conferences.
And so there's Zoom on here now, so people can log into their Zoom meetings. And it's fairly simple. It's laid out just like a standard Zoom meeting where you can raise your hand and mute yourself and turn on your video and all that stuff. So I'll back out.
Communication. Media.
Media.
Audible. 1 of 14.
So Audible, if you have an Audible account, you could just put in your username, password, and everything will appear.
BBC Sounds.
So the BBC Sounds is a way to enjoy this stuff, the British stuff, whether it's a TV show or music, news.
Camera, 3 of 14.
So camera is kind of cool because it'll click to let you know the camera is on, and then it'll let you know when there's a face in view, and you can then snap a picture. And then when you save the picture, you're using your own voice to record what the picture is of. So you can, say something like, this is my dog in the park. And then when you go into your images, you'll know what that picture is of because you actually labeled it. It's not just some random assigned number that you have no idea what the picture is of.
Document reader, 4 of 14.
The document reader is the way to grab a document from your computer, or it's a way to save an attachment from an email and that you can quickly then go back to it in your document reader.
FM radio.
So FM radio is the only thing you need to use headphones for because they act as an antenna.
Images.
Images are your pictures. So I'll just give you an example.
Camera images. 1 of view all. Image 1 of 3. Orientation 4.
This is a picture of my couch.
Which is a very exciting picture. But I will back out of that. But just to show you how you can know what the picture is of.
Camera images. Other images. Oops. Images. Internet radio.
So internet radio, you can listen to radio stations from all over the world. You would just go in and choose whether if you want Africa or South America, Europe. And then once you click on that, then it'll get all the countries that you can then choose radio stations from. And it's anything from talk radio to music to sports to news to whatever.
Music player, 8 of 14.
So if you have a playlist that you download to an SD card, you can play that in the music player. You can put a movie on there and play it in the music player. And the Blind Shell holds an SD card up to 128 gigs. So there's plenty of storage.
Podcast player.
The podcast player is a simplified podcast player. It's pretty easy to search for stuff.
Recent episodes.
So if you have something saved that you subscribe to, you would find them under recent episodes.
Subscribe podcasts.
Those are my subscribed ones.
History. 3 of 5. Add podcasts. 4 of downloads.
So if I wanted to add a podcast, I would just hit OK.
Popular in your country. 1 of 4. Choose a country.
I could do that if I wanted to, but I'm just going to search and I'll do
capital A, capital B.
I'll type in Blind Shell.
J, K, L, G, H, I, M, N, D, P, Q, R, S.
And that clicking you hear, you can turn that off if you don't like it.
D, E. J, K, L. J, K, L.
Then I'm going to hit OK.
Loading. Blind Shell Classic 2-101 and Beyond. 1 of 1.
So those are all the episodes for the Blind Shell 101 that is on the ACB community on Monday. So any episode gets put into the podcast player. And then somebody could go back and listen to them. So if I wanted to back out of that, I'll hit the one above the 3.
Search. 3 of 4. Add podcasts. 4 of 5. Podcast player. 9 of 14.
And then I'll go down
Shazam. Song
to the Shazam.
11 of 14.
So that's the song recognition. Works very well.
Video camera.
So that is a video camera. So you can take videos.
Video player.
And that's how you would play those videos.
YouTube. 14.
And then there's YouTube. And again, YouTube is
search.
So you can search for
history.
A video that's your history.
Favorites.
Categories.
4 of 5.
Categories. And then there's different YouTube settings as well. So I will go back and just
14 of 14.
In the podcast player, if you're new to podcasts, you can listen to the top 100 podcasts of your country just to get an idea what's out there. So it's anything from true crime stuff to politics to sports to pretty much anything you can find on a podcast. And
Audible,
back out.
Media, books, 5 of 12.
So books has
Bard Mobile.
Bard Mobile, which we are very proud of because that took a long time and we finally got it. So if you have a Bard account, you can put in your username, your password, and you can start, you can search for books. You can go to the most popular books, the recently downloaded books, and then you can play your books on here and you can do the sleep timer. You can do the, jump by chapters, you can speed up the speech and slow it down, whatever you need to do. And then the other book system on here is called LibriVox, which is a public domain book service. So that will have things like chapters of the Bible. It'll have classics, things like, Tom Sawyer, Winnie the Pooh, Hawthorne, stuff like that. That you can then download those books as well. And for with Bard, if you're not already a Bard user, you have to get certified as somebody who has a visual or reading impairment. With the LibriVox, that you do not have to have any kind of certification. So
Bard
back
Mobile,
down to that.
Books, games, 6 of 12.
So it has some games.
Chess,
so it has chess.
Dice roller.
The dice roller.
2 of 7. Hangman. Mau Mau. 4 of 7. Memory game. Simon. 6, Wampus. 7
and
of
Wampus,
7.
Which is a game where you kill a caveman by shooting arrows at him.
Games. Vision Aids.
So I'll go into the Vision Aids.
Ira Explorer.
So it has Ira. So if you already have an Ira account, you can just put in your telephone number and then you'll get all set up with your Ira. If you do not have Ira, you can also set up an account here.
Be My Eyes.
Be My Eyes, the same thing. If you remember your username and your password, you can put it in here and you're good to go. If you do not have a Be My Eyes account, you can set one up as well.
Beepers, 3 of 9.
So Beepers, that is a separate purchase, but they're a small square, about an inch, and they're the same thing as an AirTag or a Tile. So you can put them on something you tend to misplace and then use the phone to find it.
Color Indicator, 4 of 9.
So it does have a color ID, and I always tell people it works as well as any app-based color ID. So don't buy the phone for the color ID. You'll be disappointed if anybody has dealt with app-based color IDs. I mean, it'll work if you're in the best lighting and you hold it at the, 3 or 4 inches away, but it's limited just because all app-based color IDs are limited.
Google Lookout.
So I really like Google Lookout. As an iPhone user, I did not know anything about Google Lookout until I saw it on the Blind Shell. So I'll go into that.
Lookout.
Let's go down to
Turn Camp Recent. Explore Beta.
Explore.
Selected. 1 of 5.
So what that will do is it'll tell you what's in the room
light,
around
furniture,
you.
Food, dairy, 2 furnitures.
So I'm trying to think. Don't know if I have any text here,
keyboard.
Okay.
Computer keyboard.
So
computer keyboard with text, home and backspace. Enter, alt, delete, and shift.
So it's reading all the keys on my computer keyboard right now. And you don't have to worry about the flashlight. It will do that all on its own. So you don't have to adjust that. But so what I like Explore for is if you're in an office and you're trying to find a specific office number, you can just hold the phone up as you're walking by and if it picks up text, it'll tell you what it says. So it also, I have to turn the volume down, otherwise it'll keep telling you what's in the room. It also has a food label system. So it'll actually take a picture of the can or the box, and then it'll pull information from the cloud and then start reading you like the nutrition and the ingredients and stuff like that. There's also a text mode, so you can read text if you want to sort through your mail that way. That's a great way to do it. And then it has a document reader, which will help you line up the camera to read the document that's in the envelope. And then it has a currency reader, which will identify your bills. So I'll back out of Google Lookout. Turn off the volume now.
Light sensor, volume 10.
So it has a light sensor, tell you if the lights are on or off.
Localization, 7 of 9.
Localization will tell you where you are right now. So if you need to know the address of where you are to get a ride, do that.
Magnifying glass, 8 of 9.
So the magnifying glass, again, I don't have enough sight to be able to use it, but it goes from about a 3X to an 8X. So it's like having a video magnifier right in your phone. So if you're at a store and you need to look at a price tag or something, you can do that.
NFC object tagging.
So those work just like a way around tag would work. You do get 3 to start you off in the box, and you would pair the tag to the phone, then use your own voice to record what you are labeling. And then the next time you want to know what's in that box, you would go to the NFC tags and pair the phone. You would actually, put the phone to the tag, and then it will tell you what's in that box.
Vision aids, 7 hobby.
So hobbies are a metronome and a guitar tuner.
Health and fit, 9 of 12.
Health and fit is a step counter. So you would initially have to do a little bit of setup or putting in your height, your weight, your estimated stride, and then you can start to count your steps every day.
Online. 10 of 12.
Online is Alexa. So if you have an Amazon account, you would just log in with that.
Shopping, 11
of 12. So shopping is Amazon. And it's also, there's a card wallet in here as well that will, you could put all your loyalty cards in there so that you would have them on your phone.
App catalog.
And then there's the app catalog, and that'll list all of the apps that are available in the Blind Shell environment. And the reason that it's a closed environment is because if people start to download any app on their phone, the phone will lose its accessibility because not all apps are accessible. Some are accessible to a point. You can put things in your cart, but then when you go to check out, you can't find that checkout button. So Blind Shell will take an app, customize it to the Blind Shell environment, and then we can, you know, guarantee its accessibility. So I'm going to back out of that.
Applications, 4 of 7, settings. 5 of 7.
So settings, there's multiple settings that you can change. In here, you can change the voice. As I mentioned, you can change the speed of how fast it talks. You can slow it down. You can change the language. There's 19 different languages you can choose from in this phone. You can turn on caller ID. You can turn it on so it automatically will go to a speakerphone if you set it down. You can change how you want the display. If you can still see the display, you can increase the font. You can change the contrast. So there's multiple different things in the settings. And what that little click is, a lot of people think that it is taking a picture, but what it's doing is putting itself to sleep to save the battery. And the battery on the Blind Shell lasts 96 hours between charges, so you really only have to charge it every couple of days. So let me back out of that.
Settings, 5 of 7. Manual.
And then there's a manual, built-in manual into the phone, so you can use that as a resource.
Turn off the phone.
And the last thing is turning off the phone. So I know that's a lot of stuff that I threw out at you. So if I'm sure you have questions or comments, so we can do that now. If there's anything you need me to repeat, I can do that as well. I do want to mention that we are continuing to add applications all the time. We listen to what people are asking for. And if it's something like, one guy asked, oh, can you put the Hawaiian Airlines on there? Because I fly to Hawaii a lot. It's like, no, I don't think so. I don't think that's going to be a very popular. Right.
And we do have some raised hands, Diane. So Sharon, you are the first raised hand.
My question, Diane, is when you were explaining the calendar, let's say you save an event, do you get a reminder message in your notifications?
Yes, you can choose whether or not you want to have a reminder.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when the reminder would come?
Yes.
Yes.
So you can choose that as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the other question I had was if you got onto Google and you wanted to read a bit of text about something, is there a way to do like a say all, or you just press the down button and it just reads?
So yeah, you can press the down button and go, you know, part by part, or if you press the number 8, that'll read the entire page.
Okay.
And you can do like if you press the 2, you'll go by headings. If you press 3, you'll go by controls.
Oh, all right. So there are ways to navigate.
Yeah, and there's also even a find in text. So if there's a specific word you're looking for, you can do that as well.
All right. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Next.
Thank you.
I know Nona has a raised hand. Oh, Nona, you may go ahead.
Sure. A question about the possibility of Uber and Lyft.
Yeah, so we are working on those right now. As we speak, yes.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, Chris, you may go ahead.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't think I got renamed or whatever. I'm just wondering what carriers. I know I've heard that it's associated with T-Mobile. Or you've got any other carriers on the horizon that might work with you guys?
So right now it is T-Mobile or anybody who uses their towers. So on my phone, my SIM card that I had to give up for the short time while the university is testing it out is Telo. I love Telo. They are always reliable, cheap. So for my phone, I pay $7 a month for the service of unlimited texting, 100 minutes of talk, and 1 gigabyte of data, which is fine because I'm on Wi-Fi all the time. So I love Telo. You can also use you can use Mint Mobile. Anybody who uses T-Mobile towers, it'll work right out of the box. If you use AT&T, you have to make a couple setting changes in the phone to switch it to the AT&T network. And we are currently meeting with Verizon to get on their network as well.
That would be good, because especially up here, there's a lot of Verizons here.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Elizabeth.
Hi, good presentation. The calendar, when you were in the calendar and you put doctor's appointment in there, how do you scroll down to put the time and the date and stuff in there?
Yeah.
So forth and so forth.
I can go into that.
Call, messaging, contact, application, internet, tools, LR, calculator, calendar, add new event, title, 1 of 9.
So the title?
Title.
Let's just do doctor's appointment again. Doctor's appointment.
Doctor's appointment.
So then I'd hit okay.
Title. Doctor's appointment.
And then the next one down.
Location.
So I'm just using those bars in the middle, location. So I'll open that.
Location.
Hospital.
Hospital.
And I'll hit okay.
Location. Hospital. Start date. 3
so
of 9.
So I'll hit okay on that.
Pick a date. 1 of 2. Enter a date. 2 of 2.
So I could either pick a date or enter a date. So let's go to pick a date.
1 of 2. Today. February 16th. Tomorrow. Saturday. Monday.
We'll do Monday.
February 20th, 2023.
So I'll hit okay.
5 of 7. Start date. February 20th, 2023. 3 of 9.
And then I'll go down.
Start time. All.
So are you using the bars to go
yes.
down?
Yep, I'm using the bars.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then just hitting okay, and then the text box opens. Mm. So then I would fill in all that information and then hit okay on save.
Okay.
Start time.
Thank you.
Do you want to leave unsaved event? Add new event. Title.
Oops.
What do you want? Title. Do you want to leave unsaved? Title. 1 of 9. Do you want to add new event? Calendar.
There we go.
3 of 14.
So it's nice. It's menu driven, and you don't have to worry about accidentally touching the screen and losing what you're doing or messing something up. And the back button is your best friend. It gets you out of any mess you're in.
Karen, you may go ahead.
Okay. Where did you say the back button is?
The back button is above the number 3. It's a diagonal slash. It's red.
It's the slash. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
This is very much reminding me of the old Haven in the way that it was set up as far as the menus. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And it was very intuitive, once you got the hang of it, it was quite good. So in doing an email, can you just dictate it, or do you have to do it ABC, text it in?
Nope, you can dictate an email.
Okay, that's good. That's very good.
Yeah. The only thing you really can't dictate is like an email address, because if you said, so-and-so at gmail.com, it'll actually write the word at. It won't put the at symbol. So you have to type that in. And also, the pound button when you're in a text box cycles through all caps, one cap, all lowercase or numbers. And if you hold that same pound button down, you can get to all your punctuation and emojis.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Okay. And so you can just set this, you said charge it maybe every other day. So you let it go fully down. Like on the iPhone, I charge mine now every night.
Yeah. You could probably go every 3 days, and then you'll get, like, when it gets to be only 20% battery power left, it'll tell you that. It'll alert you.
Okay.
And then it'll say 10% and so that you know. And then every system update and every app update, whether it's a new app or they're updating an app, that all gets pushed to your phone. And then you can do it right from your phone. You don't have to connect it to a computer or anything like that. And all those updates are free for life.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And the price of the phone is $489. And depending on your state, a lot of the state telecommunications accessibility programs are giving out BlindShell Classic 2s. The VA is giving them out as well. Some state rehab agencies are giving them out because they're finding, because it used to be they didn't give out phones, but they're finding that this is more than a phone. It's, you know, a way to stream. It's, you know, a book reader now. It's a way to log on to your Zoom meetings. So they're taking another look at that. And you're in Massachusetts. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I know the Carroll Center has one if you wanted to actually go and get your hands on one. And trying to think who else. I think the commission up there has one as well.
In Boston, probably.
I'm trying to think of his name is Jeff. I can't remember his last name off the top of my head, but I know he has one, and he works. Amy Rule, does that name ring a bell?
Mm-hmm. She's okay. With MABV, Mass Association for the Blind.
Okay, so he works for Amy.
Okay, yeah.
Elizabeth Johnson.
Would you say this blind shell is great for an elderly person to manage, although it has a lot of stuff on it?
Yeah, so all that stuff on it is I put on from the app catalog. You don't have to put it on. You get a push for an app, you can choose to ignore it. So phone out of the box will not have all of this stuff on until you go into the app store and decide what you want to put on the phone. So you can make it as simple or, you know, as advanced as you want it to be. And if somebody is sighted and they just like the simplicity of the phone, you can totally mute the speech as well.
Okay.
So it is good for somebody who's a senior because it's menu driven and it also has the tactile buttons. So anybody who has an issue with, you know, the dexterity of the swiping and the tapping and all that stuff, it's a good alternative.
No, it's, I've got to say, I've been an iPhone user, this is Sharon, for a little while, and boy, I'm tempted to go to this.
You know, a lot of people have both. A lot of people do have both. And if you pick up an inexpensive plan, you know, like a Telo or something like that, where you're only paying, you know, $7-$10 a month for the blind shell, if you want to activate it, then that's what they're doing. And you don't even need to activate it. The only thing that you, when you activate it, you can make phone calls and you can send text messages, but otherwise everything else can be done without activating it.
Darren, I feel you. I've been thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
The same thing. I've been a cell phone user since the early 90s, and I'm seriously thinking about this blind shell.
Who is that speaking?
Elizabeth Ann.
Oh, it's Elizabeth Ann. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. it is tempting.
Especially with the cheaper plan.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't beat it.
So it does take a micro size SIM card and a micro size SD card. So like the iPhones take a nano size. So if you wanted to take, say you already have T-Mobile on your iPhone, you can take that SIM card out and get one of those little adapters that are all over this, the like the T-Mobile store that they're just going to throw away anyway, and put that nano into the adapter to make it a micro SIM card and just pop it in and it'll work.
Hmm.
So if anybody would like to get in contact with me, you can email me at Diane, D-I-A-N-E, at blindshellusa.com. And then you can also, our phone number is 833-972-2020.
Where are you located, Diane?
So the headquarters for Blindshell USA is in Florida, but our technical and customer service is outside of Baltimore, where I am.
Okay. And you do offer tech support if somebody gets one and says, oh my gosh, I can't get this to work.
Absolutely. Yep. Okay. We do all, you know, free training, technical support. If we'll do it over the phone or we'll do it Zoom if you prefer that, you know, whatever works for that person.
That's great.